Y'all know it's season 3, so K. Kumei had to come back and do it lovely. Bam! AKC get in your seat, it's almost time for SMG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we're gonna get it in NYC. AKC get in your seat, it's almost time for SMG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we're gonna get it in NYC. I know other motherfuckers have tried, but there's only one SMG by KC, and that's Sunday. I know y'all ready for the spice. New episode drop Monday, right? We talk nasty, classy, teach you shit. Might have you change your fantasy. Have you wanna taste some cream? You never know what SNG. Just tune in, she'll change your life respectfully. AKC getting NC, it's almost time for SNG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we only get it in NYC. And welcome to Sex and the Gritty in New York City. I am your host, Kay Kermay, and today we have some very lovely guests partaking in my show today. And I'm just going to start with my ladies first. So hello, my love. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
My name is Dasha.
Hi, Dasha. And, you know, just in very true Sex and the Gritty form, I'm going to have to ask you, what's your favorite position?
Ooh. I would have to say from the back.
Yes, really? Queen, yes, queen, yes, queen. I did not. Then you look so sweet, like a nice little good girl. Oh,
I
my
am.
God, I really figured missionary. Okay, my
no,
meter's been
definitely
off.
Definitely from the back.
Okay, and hello to the left.
What's going on?
Hey, family.
How's everything?
How you doing? Introduce yourself. Who you on my mic?
Donnie, nice to meet y'all. Nice to finally be here.
Right? To finally be up here. Okay, and what's your favorite position?
These days, I'm feeling edge of the bed, getting mm-hmm. that angle right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. I think you're feeling edge of the bed because you are baby mama.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
you are baby mama. Go ahead, go baby mama. Hey, congratulations.
Thank
okay.
You. Thank you.
Oh my God, you're really about to be a dad.
Mm-hmm. I know. I still can't believe it.
Yo, like, yo, honestly, and everything. Like, that feeling of becoming a parent, like, it's really scary for me.
It is.
Like,
nobody, like, you can never be prepared. Like, you think you are,
okay,
or you
and
try
that's
to
really,
be.
That's really the part that's so annoying, because it's just, like, I'm a person that likes to plan and prepare for everything.
Yeah,
so
no.
To know that you will never be prepared for a subject that you can still plan for is just really crazy, because it's, like, sometimes you want to teach by examples, and sometimes examples teach you what you don't want to be like.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, because I have a couple of examples of, you know, mother-like instincts that I feel like I really don't want to recreate with my kid.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Absolutely.
Like, I don't know. It's like sometimes I feel like it scared me because I was pregnant. And I definitely thought about, like, how would I be as a mother to my kid, you know?
Look like.
You know, like, I don't
growing
want all
up,
those
I didn't
things.
Want any because that was always a concern to me.
Yo.
What type of mom I would be because of, you know, kind of like the mom I had. So it always just made me like, it's too scary. I don't want kids. Like.
And it's crazy because I really relate. So can I ask you what kind of mom you had that made you feel like that thought?
I wish it was just, like, two words I could use.
I know. Because coming from a Caribbean background,
mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of our moms have a really steadfast upbringing, and they try to recreate it in America,
mm-hmm.
but there's a whole different world over
mm-hmm.
here.
Definitely.
And also, I kind of was going back before we even get back to you. I kind of was going back in my family history, and I kind of asked my grandfather a little bit about, you know, where he comes from and how we got here. And he ended up revealing to me that his mother was an overseer. She was
mm-hmm.
Irish. She was white. And she was an overseer. She was sent from Ireland to, you know, mind the slaves, bring the slaves up in Jamaica.
That's
and
tough.
She ended up procreating with his father, and he was the first one. And from a couple stories, even from my older sister, she was like, when we would go to Jamaica, she would be very mean to him because he was the darkest one.
Mm-hmm.
And that started the colorism. And it kind of, like, trickled down to me and my sisters because there was always a little give and take between me being the lightest one, them
mm-hmm.
being very slim and brown skinned. There
mm-hmm.
was always pokes from the family,
mm-hmm.
you know, at our complexions, at,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And I feel like, you know,
during my childhood, my view of my mom was like the only example of a mom I had. So I didn't know that I was going through trauma. I didn't know that I was being verbally abused. And I didn't know that, you know, something was wrong. I didn't know that I could have a different childhood because this is my example. And then further than my example of my mom was my grandfather, mm-hmm. whose mother was a overseer. Mm-hmm. And physically, my mom was literally like 21. She already had my older sister. And one day she disagreed with her parents and they took my older sister out of my mother's hands and physically stomped her down for disagreeing with her. She often uses that story to compare. She's like, well, that was my childhood, you know? Mm-hmm. That was mm-hmm. what I went through. So, you know, yours is not that bad. Mm-mm. I'm like, sweetie.
That's not comparable.
Sweetie, you whooped my fucking ass. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if you were there, but I cannot use your level of trauma to say, oh, mine isn't that bad. Yeah. I don't know that level of, you know, horror.
But they set those bars for you, and it's like, it's not even that you asked for it. It's just right. like you kind of subjected to it.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make it right. And they always try to justify it with those same statements like, oh, I could have been way worse.
Yeah, I could have been way worse.
But it's like, okay, but what could have been on the opposite end? You
right.
know what I'm
Why and it's like, they always be like, oh, but you know, I could have been worse. But I always think them, like, do you know what type of kids is really out there? Like, I know kids that really square up with their moms.
I have cousins. You know.
Girl, let me try to put my hand up to block a hit.
Oh, you hit her.
Oh, my God.
I
have
the family. You hit her.
Girl, She's hit definitely. My mother. Me lick her dong. Me disrespect for blood clot. Everything. Thing. And it's like, I mean, the words are spewing faster than she can control them. And she's calling me names. And she's calling mm-hmm. me. Uh-huh. And it's just Brandon. Like, mm-hmm. do you understand the detriment that you're leaving on the impact?
I felt like my mom talked to me as if, like, I was a stranger on the street.
Oh, my God. You took the words out of my mouth.
And I used to be like,
me?
Like, I'm a bitch. Yeah. At, like, 12?
Like, why are you so angry? And I feel like, you know, again, they don't really have the best examples of parenting. Mm-hmm. But instead of becoming like us, you know, the next generation who was like, no, that's a dub.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I'm
not,
definitely
yeah, that's
not,
okay. not
gonna be that type of parent. Yeah. You feel me? Especially to a daughter. Like, a mother and daughter relationship is very sacred, mm-hmm. I believe. You feel me? And
at least it's supposed to be. That's yeah. how I think about it. Like, it's not what it is, but that's what it's supposed
right.
to be. And
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, you know, the relationships that this generation had with, well, you know, women had with their moms is just, it's not given
it's distorted.
That. Yeah.
It's given they went through things and now they putting y'all through things. And
to make us somewhat understand the same lesson
yeah.
that they kind of took from it, not knowing that most times, we, like, you know, people won't
That's
have that same, like, take it in that same way that you took it. So maybe that worked for you and you turned out okay.
You had
but
to survive
also,
your way.
There was another thing that I used to ask her. I used to be like, yo, do you not like me? Is there something wrong
like
with me?
You know, I used to always tell people that, like, me and my mom love each other, but we don't like each other.
Yes.
I tell everybody that. And people are like, what do you mean
what
by
you
that?
Mean?
You can love somebody without liking them. Like, me and my mom love
true.
Each other, but we do not like each other.
And it's
compatibility for a fact.
Yeah, it's very true. And it's crazy because when I was growing up, I found myself attracting people who reminded me of her, who put me through the same trauma as her, who made me feel like I had to walk on eggshells because it really felt normal. The normalcy of being tormented, being verbally abused, and also being treated like you have to do something to earn affection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never went to my mom, felt uncomfortable, or cried and put my head in her lap. I've never had a genuine hug just for no reason. Like, hey, you in the house?
You
hey.
Know what parents forget?
If I did, it was me annoying her. Mm-hmm. Like, if I did go, like, say I really had a bad day, and yo, all
That's
right, I'm choking up a little
attention.
Bit because
Girl,
for the first
you.
Time ever, like, I forgot what happened. This happened maybe like 2 weeks ago, and I called my mom, and I'm like, I'm not gonna lie, like, because, you know, I've been living in my own space for a little over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And I called her, and I'm like, Ma, and I guess she kind of just heard it in my voice. She like, what happened? I'm like, I think I finally miss you. Like, I wish I could just come in your room and lay in your bed. And because I used to try to do that to her, and she'd be like, what you want? Like, get out my room. Like, come on now with your shit. Like,
it's so crazy because I literally could never do that either. Like, when I think of comfort, I think of being the farthest away from my mother. Mm-hmm. She's not a comfort provider for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I always wanted to have a mother that I would get in trouble, and the first thing I would do, I'd call my mother. Like, I would see my friends getting y'all remember one time we freaking for senior. Eighth grade was the first time I ever cut school. Senior ditch day, we cut school, mm-hmm. right? There was like a shooting at Coney Island that day.
Remember that, Bob.
You feel me? Yeah, and the first thing my friend did was call her mom. I'm like, bitch, we are cutting school.
Nah, that's my body. That's my body.
What are you doing right now? She's like, oh. She's like, my mother do not care. My mother will come pick us up right now. And her mother surely left work and came all the way there.
My mother would have been like, that's what the fuck you get.
My mother would have been like, you sure you didn't get shot? Go stand back in the way.
That's okay. She was gonna link. My mom would have been like, yo, what the fuck? All right, we're gonna talk about that, but I'm coming.
No, my mom would have been like, that's what you get, figure it out.
Mm-hmm. You feel me? And it's like, damn, it's like even when I got my first car, I bought my first car by myself, worked up, saved the bread, cash. And I said, Mom, you feel me? Can you please just insure it for me? Because New York insurance is really crazy.
Oh, my mother, and I'm young.
It's horrible.
Like, I'm young. I really am trying to get this on my own. Can you just put the insurance in your name? I will pay it. I do everything.
Don't worry.
That lady said, absolutely not. She said, you know why? And this is the part that really broke me down, because she was like, because when I first got my car, my father told me no. And so I have to tell you no so you can figure it out on your own.
Just like I had to.
And I'm like, do you know how many things I could have avoided in my life if I had help? And not somebody who was berating me and accusing me and violating me, you feel me? But somebody that was genuinely there to progress my thoughts, like to be a genuine person to like lean off of, like, hey, Ma, I think da-da-da-da. And she would be like, really? Well, why do you think that?
Yo, I have a friend, and it don't matter what the situation is, like, she would tell her mother. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking about everything to the point where I'd be like, you told your mother that?
Like what's wrong
she be like,
with
yeah,
you?
She be knowing that a lot. Like, to the point where, yo, she probably gonna know who I'm talking about, but, like, she be like, yeah, like, I told my, like, if she talks to a new guy and it don't work out, like, she tell her mother everything. She like, yeah, I told my mother, like, we had sex in the car and stuff like that. And I'm like, you told, like,
mind
I
you.
Get it, we grown now. Like, she's, like, 26, so it's like, you know, like, she could have that conversation. But it's just, like, for you to be so open, like, and, like, have comfort. That relationship with your mom, like.
And it's crazy. Because, like, I've experienced being closer with my friends' mothers than my mother, right? Yes. So
same
now, let me tell y'all the funniest shit ever, right? Because they're in high school, I feel like my mother was going through a lot. I feel like she was unequally yoked in her marriage. She was the breadwinner, and she was taking care of 8 individuals and a mortgage and herself. And she was paying the bills for everybody. So I feel like I had a mother who was on autopilot for a while.
Okay.
And she wasn't exactly having time to invest in the emotional development. When I saw her, it was, I need to be quiet because she's trying to sleep to get to the next job.
Okay.
Or I got in trouble and so I have to see her because they called her. Or it was, you know, I probably didn't clean up properly, now she's coming to beat me. Like, it was, like, specific issues that I knew she... The only reason she's coming down the stairs... Because, you know, if you live in Canarsie, you know, most of the houses be, like, in the 80s. So, if my mother was coming down the second set of stairs, I knew something was wrong. Like,
honestly, that's
how
I used to run from beatings, because I knew my mom, she wasn't coming down the steps. If she came down the steps, it's like, she really... She needed to beat me. Me, but like if I knew, like, and like she was standing by the steps, like, bitch, you gotta come upstairs. Like, she used to tell me that, bitch, you gotta come upstairs.
Let me tell you how my mother called me one time, and it was so crazy because, like, when I think back on the situation, it really makes me sad that she reacted like that for that situation. So basically, I'm Dominican, Cuban, and Jamaican, and I have a real thick, full head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, I always saw more of my Spanish cousins, counterparts, people in school having their hair straight and out, and I'm like, listen, I got more hair than these bitches. Mom, I want my hair straightened out. And she would tell me, like, no, you know, you cannot do that, da da da. So I got a wash and set, right? Beautiful wash and set. But what I did was I put moisturizer in my hair, and the moisturizer was a little more wet than it was, like, creamy. And so my hair poofed back up. So I went upstairs, and I was going to church, getting ready to eat my breakfast, and she's like, you cannot go to church like that. You need to put your hair back in one. But I'm like, why? I just really want to wear my hair out. You know this lady, like... calmly wiped her hands off because she was doing my little sister's hair. She had grease on her hands. She calmly wiped her hands off and came over to me and held me by my neck and just started boxing me.
Oh,
I'm like, so what the what the fuck is going on here? Like, what? Like, I promise you, I was so I was more shocked than I was hurt. Yeah. Because in my head, I couldn't understand what type of anger would warrant this type of reaction. Yo, like, what the fuck did I do, bro?
And then they come home and kick you
bro,
ass.
And that's the part that I feel like crazy. She needs to apologize for. Mm-hmm. And when we have conversations, when I bring up what life was really like for me, she can never like admit to it.
No, she'll look they me in felt my like everything was justified. And I feel like that with my mom. Like, you know, I just feel like, you know, at no point in our lives will we be able to sit down and just have an honest conversation, because my truth will never, she can never see that as it being some part of, like, you know, having some type of truth to it. Like, if I tell my story, it's... You, Dasha, you dragging it.
Oh,
you,
my.
You, it was, yo. That's not how the story went. First of all, let me tell you what you did. You
let
did this, this, this,
what,
and the third.
Let me tell you what my mother said to me last week. I swear I lost my mind in the car. I was screaming. This shorty said to me, she said, the reason why I don't really like to listen when you talk is because you be exaggerating. So if I punished you and took away your book, you would say that I beat you. I'm like,
well, why
are
would
you
I
fucking
lie
crazy?
On
why would I tell that? Where would I get this endurance of pain from to compare it to? It's like you watching TV. What am I watching? WWE? What am I watching? Like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? I used to be so shocked.
It's
like,
so malicious.
Bro, it really used to.
She would make you, like, sometimes even when we talk about it, like, because I'm at the age where, like, sometimes we could talk about it and I could somewhat even, like, jokingly just mention it.
Yeah.
Just so, like, you know, the conversation would start and stuff like that, and I would mention it, and then to her, it just seemed, like, so, like, that is no way in hell that happened. Like,
yo.
It was a reason and whatever. And then like, when I'm like, so what was the reason, Mom? Like, you know how you playing around? I'm like, so what was the reason?
She's
like, I don't know, but I know you did something.
Let me tell y'all, the craziest part about it is having her tell you to her face. Because I'm like, you know what? You cannot keep telling me that my feelings are incorrect. You cannot tell me, like, even if you sit there and say, the situation didn't happen that way, right? You cannot tell me that how I felt about what happened. Yeah. Was incorrect. You cannot tell me that. I don't give a fuck what you're saying.
I say that all the time. Right. I tell people that all the time. You cannot tell someone their feelings aren't true, or you cannot be mad at someone's feelings. Why?
You can say
because
the intentions
feelings
of your actions wasn't to hurt you,
that's
but their feelings are there.
Yeah, you're feeling entitled to, period. There's a response. You know what I'm saying? So it's not even sometimes a thought that process. It's just how I feel right now. So considering it's just like, you know, how I feel right now is like, I can't control that. Sometimes you can and you have that power. It's not that serious. Maybe you can adjust.
And how was that relationship with your mom for you to get to?
With my mom, it was always like, it was a respect thing. So what I learned is, even with our conflict, I would say it existed maybe when she went to prison. But overall, she respected my individuality. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's where we had our strengths, because it was like she knew, she guided me more than she controlled my life. And mm-hmm. it was like, you know, I kind of felt the respect. So at first it was like, you can get that mother's protection you could feel, but she latched off a little bit.
It's so
properly.
Crazy that you say that the situation changed when she went to prison, because mm-hmm. I kind of definitely understand what that means. Being that I kind of had like a similar situation of separation. So basically, I'm going to tell y'all the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God. So basically, when Instagram first started getting hot, right, I had to be just graduating high school. And basically, my mom deleted my MySpace when I was in ninth grade. So mm-hmm. I automatically went to Facebook mm-hmm. and then I went to Instagram. Mm-hmm. Okay. That was my hideaway, cape away, safe. Mm-hmm. So after I graduated high school, I was able to add her on Facebook. We cool now, Val. Mm-hmm. Hey, how you doing, sis? You can see the shit because I'm really on the gram.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, my graduation, right? My mother, I don't know what it was, but again, let's just say she was on autopilot. She didn't really make me feel congratulated for, you know, my accomplishments. My prom and my birthday happened to be on the same day, but you feel me? I end up turning 18 same time on my prom, and then graduation came a month later. So I spent my prom with my mom. We had celebration that way. For graduation, I went to celebrate with my dad. He threw me a beach barbecue. We had like a whole cabana. Like with my, father go to the beach, we go to the beach. We get a tent. We cook from the night before. Nice.
Y'all coming up early in the morning.
We got potato salad ribs.
Everything ready.
Okay. So that means we're spending we're getting there in the morning and we leaving at night. If you high, you go take a nap in a tent, come back, we're living life.
That's a fact.
So my graduation, I had on a two-piece bikini, which he bought me. We went and bought everything. He took the pictures of me, my stepmom, my brothers. You were all at the beach. I posted the singular ones of myself, which my father took of me on Instagram. So my shit was hitting. Back then, 500 likes, that's something.
No, yeah.
You feel me? That's something, right? So it's like, all right, it was a point where I feel like my mom, when she was going through her marriage and she basically realized that she was the breadwinner, she started to deteriorate my stepfather's ego.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me? Yeah.
My mom is big for doing that.
And so she definitely started to break him down piece by piece until he was afraid of her.
You carved him up.
And until it was like me and him became closer because of our trauma bonding
based on her.
Yeah. And it's crazy because me and him used to be.
That makes a lot of sense.
You feel me?
It's like
so we both felt very oppressed by her. We started getting cool. So now, you feel me? They end up getting a divorce, and that was a real big stress.
We live in the same life.
I'm trying to let her talk,
and I'm just like, me too. Like,
girl, say that shit because he's like, no.
I was telling her story.
I'm like, I gotta talk more. Women have to talk more.
You feel me? So after she went through the divorce, right, we ended up moving out of the house because, again, she was the one paying the mortgage. We had that house for 12 years. We lived in Canarsie for a whole, like, 20 years. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And she was paying all of that. You feel me? So finally, I guess she found a man who she felt was a partner in her life that she didn't have to be the breadwinner for. And I feel like when she first chose my stepfather, she knew that he wasn't her type. But I feel like she was choosing a father figure that could help her raise her daughters.
And women do that a lot.
I feel like she was never in love with him, but she was in love with the idea of the family.
But people do that all the time. I think people, that's like
that's
in
the
any
buyout.
Type. Yeah, like
that's the buyout.
You don't pick what your heart really wants. You pick what's like a good, like, you know, like a...
You can end your lives now. I feel like a lot of the times as an adult, once you realize how hard life is, sometimes you have to make hard decisions that may not always make you happy, but it may make sense. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So once I realized that she chose that life partner, you feel me? Just for the being a father figure, when she chose her next partner when I was 19, it kind of made sense to me. I didn't like the guy. Mm-hmm. He was very disrespectful. He was very arrogant. He is an asshole. You feel me? But I could tell he loved my mother. You know, and I can tell that he loved her in the way that a woman needed to be loved, which she was not getting from my entire childhood, which I feel like directly contributed to her not being able to be as feminine or as loving, you know, as loving. I definitely feel like being loved the way a woman is supposed to be loved by
it's
a man
so
is a, it's very important, especially for an example for your child to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because growing up, I started choosing examples of the relationship that she had with my stepfather. I was always the breadwinner. I was definitely always choosing people who didn't exactly have anything to do with me, but I felt like it was a good choice. You feel me?
Unintentionally.
Unintentionally.
When you deal with somebody that's attacking you, it's like, especially when you're not at war with them, you start to adopt their behavior.
Definitely.
You realize, you look at yourself as like, yo, I'm almost you, but then
definitely.
You develop that confidence.
It's really the part that helped me change my life when I realized that I was channeling her angry voice. And it's actually something that I was researching because I'm like, when I want to make somebody feel uncomfortable, I literally can mimic my mom's speech pattern, her vocal pattern, the words that she used, so that I know that the person is going to feel as fucking uncomfortable as I did growing up.
You know what's so crazy? I don't kind of like, you see how you could kind of like turn into that person? I feel like I am that person now. Like at any given time, like if I just want to like, you know, like I don't even have to in my head, like what would my mom do? Like it's just like, and I didn't realize that until, I'm going to be completely honest, one day me and my son's father got into an argument. And I think he said to my older sister, like, she complained about her mom all the time and don't even know her mouth is just like her, something like that. And I was like,
that shit hit home.
He didn't say, he didn't say that it to me, but my sister said it. And you know, it's not like my mom just treated me different. She was like this with all her kids, all three of her kids. And somehow, some way, that my oldest, which is my mom's first kid, is just like her. Mm-hmm. But you know, my sister was like, you know, and you know, he made a great point that, because my sister always tell me like when I'm wrong, like that's one thing I can always respect about her. She'd be like, you are dead wrong. Mm-hmm. And I'd be trying to explain myself. She'd be like, no, Dasha, you're dead wrong.
Yeah,
like,
it's no,
like, you know, sometimes your friends might hear your side. Like, she like, yeah, no.
And it's definitely a part of growing up that I feel like makes you a good person if you notice that you're doing these things and you actually take the time to work.
It's behavior.
It's really called the chameleon effect. So it's a strange phenomenon in which we tend to unconsciously mimic the speech pattern, tone of voice, and mood of someone we have spent a lot of time with.
Yeah,
you know?
It makes sense.
So it's like relationships too.
It definitely happens in relationships. And when you think about it, the greatest relationship you'll ever have in your life will really be your parents. They have spent the most amount of time with you, right? Depending on the situation. But
as it should be.
But
yeah,
you feel me? As it should be. But if you think about it, you know, a lot of the reasons why we don't start out with the greatest people are because we are mimicking what we saw. Now, the thing for me where I was getting into the whole degree of separation with my mom is, so we had ended up moving out of Canarsie. We moved into a smaller apartment because she wanted to end up moving to Georgia very soon. So she's like, let's just get an apartment. I want to be out of here in a year. The plan was that we were all going to go, me and my older sister. I really didn't want to go because I just felt like I had to stay here. I felt like there was something I had to do here. And I didn't want to leave. And I also didn't want to go somewhere where my only codependency was her. And I couldn't get away from her. I didn't think I had the mental stability to handle that.
Yeah.
And so I started looking for other options to sustain myself at the age of 19.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to circle back to the bikini picture, right? So she ended up falling in love with this man. And one day we woke up and she wasn't there. And then we're like, okay, maybe we missed her. She'll come home from work. And she didn't come home from work.
Oh.
And so I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I start calling her, and she's not answering me. I'm like, what the fuck? So my little sister, she starts calling her, no answer. So I get on Facebook, and I'm like, are you deadass? Where are you? Like, what type of mother just disappears? Crazy. Like, it's been 3 days now. We don't know where this bitch is. She didn't tell us nothing. Come to find out, this bitch got up and went to Jamaica to go marry her man.
Ooh.
And we found out because she posted it on Facebook.
That's tough.
So
the whole time, I'm like, that's
tough,
a safety issue more than anything.
Yo,
like,
shit,
your mother
so
don't come home for 3 days and
let's
she
just,
has nothing but daughters. Like,
let's just continue, right?
That's
so boom.
Crazy.
We passed that phenomenon. So now I'm in her inbox and I'm heated because I'm just like, first of all, you left. You didn't leave no money for us. You didn't tell us nothing. Then she calls back and she goes, she speaks to my little sister and she goes, oh, listen, I left some money in there, but don't tell Cassandra, you're going to be in charge of the money. I'm like, wait, what?
She's saying you up for fucking
power. That's like you're being vindictive on purpose because now you're going to give a power struggle between me and my younger
sister.
You're literally
just stepping out of it right there.
You're literally trying to create more use.
Yeah.
Okay, so boom.
It's crazy.
So boom.
A word,
right? And that's the thing, but when you become an analytical person, you really think about everything like a chess move, right?
Yeah.
So boom. I peeped what she was doing. Me and my sister worked it out. We was like, we're not even going to fall into her trap, right? Because that's already mad weird.
Oh, thank God you have a sister like
that. That's already mad weird that she was doing that. So, boom. Now, you know when you write somebody on Facebook, if you have an Instagram, Facebook likes to patron you, hey, check this person out on Instagram. Check out their Instagram profile.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I was cursing her out in her inbox, Little Miss did not answer me, but she damn sure went to check out my Instagram. And so, when she was on her way home, right? And I get a phone call from my aunt, my Jamaican aunt. And my aunt is like, Cassandra, me here say I sell sex on Instagram. Me here say I prostitute. Me here say I take 2-piece picture and tell man so them can't come have you.
Oh, God.
So I'm like,
what?
Automatically, my brain did the calculations and I figured out my mom. You know how? Right before she left for her fucking vacation, I told her how to screenshot on her iPad. There was no way she was going to be able to relay this information to the family without being able to screenshot. Now, come to find out, she emailed pictures of me and my 2-piece to all the members of our family with a description letter to tell them that I am a prostitute and they need to please talk to me.
Oh, hell
because
no.
I'm selling that's sex crazy. Online. The shit broke me so hard. That was the first time I ever smoked.
I don't even know what I would have done. Like at some point. But you wanna, you know what's so crazy about that? My sister shares this story. Like anytime we like, it's I know it traumatized my sister because even to this day, like we'll be talking about stuff and like let's say we sharing stories about my mom. We'll be talking about my mom, and she be like, yeah, like that time she told everybody in the family I left school to have sex. So what happened was my sister was in high school. She used to go to Maxwell. So that was in East New York. Mm-hmm. Yes. So she caught her period in school. So she left. She went home, changed her clothes, right? On her way back, like as soon as she hit the block, one of her friends was like, oh, let's run to McDonald's real quick. Which you know is only like two blocks up. So right she there. Said she went to McDonald's, came back. Her guidance counselor seen. So she called my mom and told her, like, oh, like, you know, to Tashira left school to go to McDonald's. Because at that time, I've never been to Maxwell, so I don't know if they let kids out. But she was like, oh, to Tashira left to go to McDonald's. My mom called her sisters, which is my aunts, and told them that the guidance counselor called her to tell her that my sister left school to have sex and everything like that. And so when my sister was like, what the hell? Like, why would my guidance counselor say that? Because even if I did leave school to have sex, how would she know?
Right.
So, like, why would she say that? She called the guidance counselor with my aunts on three-way and was like, did you call my mom and tell her? The guidance counselor like, what? Why would I ever say that? And how would I know what you left school for if that was what you did? So at that moment, my aunts realized my mom was lying. But it's like, your daughter's in high school. Why would you call the family and say that she left school to have sex?
That's my point. They feel like they're
like, what do you get
us,
out of it?
Right? But in the reality, they're literally leaving a detrimental strain of thought for everyone around us because you teach people how to respect, think about, and talk about the people around you. So if I hold a high regard to my fiance, you're not going to come around and say anything crazy about him.
I'm happy that you brought this up because everybody, I'm going to be honest with y'all, right? I have cousins that, you know, sometimes they get into it with their mom, they disrespect their mother. Nobody in the family I didn't say. Is oh that's not our business because that's you know son and mother relationship daughter and right but somehow some way when it comes to you know my mom and her kids everybody got somebody something to say we so disrespectful and when I tell you half of the things that me and my mom get into it's not even half as bad
as my
cousin.
I can tell you right now that is them displacing it because of who your mother is they're putting it onto y'all.
No not even that because my mom goes and call them and talk down about her daughters like we dogs like you know what I'm trying to say. So now when situations happen,
so
of course this person feel comfortable
saying
something. Of course this person feel comfortable
they're
saying something. And
gun.
Why should we respect you when your mom don't respect you?
And that's, you know that's what? Tough. And that's such a complete fact that we have to get back to the story about the separation, right? So that whole thing happened. Mm-hmm. She comes home. And because I already knew that she was going to try to pick at me, because she thought that I didn't know the information she had. She didn't know my aunt called me, right? Mm. So now, I'm already prepared for her. I'm actually laughing at the situation because it's like, you're really a sick fuck.
Yeah,
like,
you're really a sick fuck.
You feel me? Like, and I can see that you're being crazy and you cannot.
Yeah.
Okay, so boom. She comes home. She gets back. And she's like, oh, yeah, I went to get married. So everybody in the crib, because we already know now, was like,
halfway.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to share that moment with your daughters. Even stuff like that surprises me. Like,
girl boss. So now, she calls me into the room. She's like, Cassandra, I need to speak to you. So I came down from the roof. You feel me? I was high as fuck. That's the first time I ever smoked. I really wanted to relax. I really did. And I came down the stairs, and I walked into the room very politely. And I was like, hi. How you doing? How's everybody doing tonight? You feel me? Breaking the ice. Deadass, because it was her and her husband. Mind you, I didn't feel like he needed to be there.
Yeah,
you
that
understand?
Is a fact.
Okay, now cool.
Placement is
okay, now cool. So now I walk into the room and she's like, she had the actual pictures printed out 8x11 in front of me.
Not
so
her
she
printing them out.
Printing them
Jeez.
Out,
oh,
my mom. So now watch
me.
This. So now watch this. She throws them at me and she goes, what is this?
Oh my
So I pick
God.
It up and I'm like, ooh, girl, that's my bikini fit. I look good. I look good, right?
You won that war.
Because was going to be as peaceful. I was going to be as peaceful as I could.
I would have been able to see, finish
you
that.
You know, how far she was going to go.
She would have straight punched me right in my left eye.
Because I wanted to, I really wanted to understand the beef. When you listen to people speak, you understand what really got them upset. So I was more so trying to have her speak so I could get to the root of her issue.
Yeah.
So now, we fast forward. So she's like, oh, you think it's cute? You're prostituting yourself, selling yourself for sex online. So I said, come, let's point at the second picture that you screenshotted, right? Because I'm a prostitute, because this is a hotel. That is your 99-cent store wig right there in the picture. That is your husband's toothbrush, and that is my little sister's bathing suit on the side, because we were on a family vacation. Mm-hmm. And that is a bathing suit that I wore with you guys, and I took a picture in the bathroom. So can you please tell me what hotel I was in selling myself for sex? So she got caught back up. She goes, okay, what about the next one? I go, my father took that picture of me on my graduation. Mm-hmm. And that's the bathing suit that he bought me and that I wore with him. And he took that picture of me. Okay? So she got so mad because there was a legit explanation for everything. So she was like, oh, well, this is disgusting. You don't see anything wrong with it? And I was like, I'm 19 years old. I pay for college myself. I have a job.
That's a big one.
I am not pregnant. I mean, literally, the last thing she paid for, honestly, was my prom dress.
I was independent since ninth grade.
Everything,
so.
Okay? And the reason why I had to pay for college is because she said if she did, I had to work my job and give her my paycheck every week to pay it back.
Oh, no. See? I mean, my mom just didn't want to do it.
Oh,
you know how you kind of sign the FAFSA papers and, like, you know, because they could technically take the loan out in your mom's name. Oh, yeah, she didn't want to give me her date of birth, like, nothing. Like, she didn't want to give me all them documents that you need and everything. She chose not to.
That shit is so intense.
I feel like I had to go in my name. Like, I went to college away because I'm like, I'm not. And, you know, a lot of my teachers was like, you know, it's best for you to stay in the city because when you get financial aid, at least you won't have to take on. I'm not losing that experience because my mom does not want that for me. Yeah, so I'm like, if I got to take out a loan in my name, then that's what I would do.
It's crazy because that's what my older sister ended up doing, but I'm going to tell you guys, I kind of got around it.
Small thing.
So now I get to the point that I'm independent and I'm not a disrespectful child. I'm not coming out in and out all hours of the night. I'm not fucking men. I'm not
doing
all these
types
of things.
You having reasons for those pitches makes you disrespectful.
Disrespectful. That's the thing.
That's like swinging back.
I was deemed disrespectful because I challenge everything that my mom said.
That really is. I'm like, do you realize that everything that you don't like is not disrespectful?
You're supposed to cower in fear at this moment.
Disrespectful is definitely something I feel like I attacked you or I violated you. That's disrespectful.
You asked me about pitches and I gave you my answer.
And there's an actual answer. So now your arrogance is
there. And because you wrong or You didn't have that power.
So now, because I'm still in light spirits, I still have a smile on my face, and I'm still answering very calmly, she's getting louder, she's getting angrier. So she starts yelling at me, and I had the pictures in my hand this whole entire time because she did throw them at me, and I did pick them up off the floor. So I said, you know what? I see you're kind of tense right now. What I'm gonna do for you is I'm gonna walk back to my room.
You better than me, because my mom, I would have just,
you know why? Because at this point, right, she had just had back surgery, like maybe 4 months. 4 months before she got married. But now watch this, right? When she had the back surgery, she had already been with this man that she chose to marry. Mm-hmm. When it was time for him to bathe her, wipe her ass, he was like, "Nah, come on, that's your mother. Do that. That's your mother. That's your mother right there. Do that. That's your mother. Come on. That's your mother." I swear to God. And he legitimately would not do anything intimate for her right now. My man would wipe my whole ass right now just because I have nails on if I asked him to. Like, babe, I don't feel like using this hand.
That's love.
He would dead ass wipe it for me. Why the fuck you going to choose to be with this woman and dead ass say, "I'm not going to do it"? All right, boom.
Surgery. So that's the crazy thing.
I was cooking for her, feeding her, washing her ass, wiping her ass and flipping the sheets, changing her diapers, her everything.
Somehow, you had no choice. I had no obligation to do it. Mm.
Bitch got back better.
That's the sad part.
Ran off to elope with her man, and then she comes back home accusing me of being a prostitute. So I'm just like, everything was just coming to me in this point, and I was like, you know what? I really don't want to argue with you. I don't feel like I deserve need to have to come back and defend myself against your theories that are so disrespectful to even the character that you raised. It's like you put so much thought into making sure I wasn't a hoe. You beat everything out of me. You beat this out of me. You beat that out of me. But you still don't trust the person that you raised. You still don't trust the character that you raised. So is it a fault within yourself that you feel like you didn't do a good job, that you think that something is wrong with me? You feel me? Because it's like you're judging me for things I'm not doing. You're telling me, you're accusing me of this person, and I'm not that person.
You're projecting.
How long I gotta show you I'm not that person?
What you end up doing is proving yourself your whole life, and it's like, why?
It is crazy because in that moment where I felt like I was really being a bigger person by walking away, she got so mad, she came after me. Like, she didn't have shit to say after I told her, like, you know, I'm done. She came after me, she was like, you know what? Give me back the pictures.
What you want my pictures?
I'm like, the pictures, Velani. You have them in your email, please.
Yeah,
come on. You can print them out again. She's like, no, I spent the money and printed them out. I want it. And I had it in my hand. They were rolled up. She's like, give it to me. But I had it in my hand. I'm holding them tight. I'm holding them tightly. Why do you want the pictures? Realistically, I didn't mean to smile, but I feel like it was like a defense mechanism. When I'm like, why do you want the pictures? You know that bitch let go of the pictures. She grabbed me by my weave, wrapped it around her hand, started duffing me.
It was game time.
Mind you, I just finished nursing you back to health, so my hands was literally up like this, and she was really attacking me because she was upset at the fact that I didn't fight back. I didn't disrespect her.
That actually recently happened to me, and that's what caused me to move out, and I've been living on my own
I've been living on my own since 19 because of that situation. Because after that, she called the cops and told them that I was disrespectful and I needed to get out. But when the cops came, my clothes was ripped. I had marks everywhere. And I was really beat up. So she called the cops and then ran to go put on a grandma sweater. And she came out. She like took her wig off. And she was like, officer, it's her. It's her. So the officer deadass asked me. He was like, ma'am, who did this to you? And I'm like, her. He's like, no, for real. Who did this to you? And I'm like, her.
Like a stranger.
But the thing is, while we were waiting for the cops, she kept coming at me. And I called my father. And I'm like, listen, when the same time that my hands was up, her husband ran outside and he started punching me in my ribs. He's like, y'all jumping my wife. Mind you, it's his daughter and my sister and me. And my sister's trying to get my mother off. And his daughter is trying to get me, my hair out her hands. Because my hands is up like this. My hands up like this. And she's really beating me up. He ran over to us and said, in my ribs twice. And at that moment, I snapped my hair out her hand. I was like, yeah, that's that shit. Like, I was waiting for you to hit me. Let's go. You feel me? I swear to God. Because at this point, I was waiting for you to do something for me to really give it to you, because everybody didn't like you.
Yeah.
I already thought that you wasn't a good person for my mom, and you're still here. You feel me? So at this point, she tells him to run. He runs out the house, no shoes, runs in the car, dips, runs away. She calls the cops, and the cops come, right? And they like, So while we're waiting for the cops, right? She calls the cops. While we're waiting for the cops, I call my father, and I'm like, yo, daddy, her husband just hit me. If you listen to the episode with my father, he's a 5th-degree black belt. You feel me? Ooh. And my mother used to train in karate with him. So she already was like not trying to have my father come nowhere near the situation. Mm-hmm. So while I was on the phone, the iPhone that I bought, that I worked for and spent my money for, you feel me? She deadass grabbed it out my hand and flung it down 4 flights of stairs.
Oh, she hated you.
Because I was on the phone with my father. I'm like, all right. When I went downstairs, I picked up my phone. I'm like, shout out to this Otterbox case. You feel me? Went back upstairs. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be calm no more. I went into her room. I started kicking over the TV.
Oh,
I
flung
the dresser.
You won't pay for this some way, somehow. You had to clean up your room and fix it.
But wait, because I feel like y'all would never expect this twist. So, boom. I start doing all that. She runs to her room to try to come fight me. Like, oh, no, you're gonna stop messing with my stuff. But she's hanging me out the window, choking me. Like, literally, my neck is out the window, and only my butt is literally inside. And she's choking me. And that's when the cops actually pulled up. Because we lived a block from the police station.
Okay.
That's when the cops pulled up, and they were radioing in that they were here. But over the radio, you hear, get off of me! Stop choking me! That's so the sergeant was like, yo, what the fuck? What's going on? I'm coming. So sergeant coming, everybody coming if the sergeant coming. That whole block was lined up with cops.
That's
when it came upstairs.
That's also embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
I've been in that situation.
So now everybody
on the block like, what the hell going on over there?
They got
the cops pulling
out. The bag now.
At this point, we live on top of the church. My grandfather's church. He's a pastor. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it's double embarrassing. You feel me?
Yeah.
So now, it's just a lot going on.
What the hell going on over there?
I feel like mentally she was crumbling because she didn't expect the situation to roll this way. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So at that point, she goes, oh, well, yeah, I did that to her, but she broke my phone. Because when I realized that her room wasn't, you know, messed up enough for me, like, I grabbed her phone and I was like,
you wanted a reaction.
You feel me? I needed to. It's like, if I don't break your stuff, I'm going to hit you. Because at this point, I called my father, like, she deadass got so mad. Before she grabbed my phone, she slapped the shit out of me. And I looked at her and I was like, you know what? That's going to be the last time you put your hands on me.
The next time that
you put your hands on me, I'm finna slap the dog shit and the rod out your back. Please don't fucking
rod is
like,
crazy.
Don't play me. Because I'm not on that type of time. I'm physically stronger than my mother, and that's why I would never raise my hands.
Oh, no, see, it's the other way around.
Because it's not fair.
I'm not going to lie. Cheryl could do me in a quick second.
It's funny.
One time I fought for my life. Every time I see that Madea movie and she be like, oh, my life, I had to fight.
I felt like that moment.
Like, if you don't give it to her just one time.
First of all, she punched me and
she was like kind of beating down on me. So now I'm on the floor and my mom is like, you know, she heavy set. Mm. And like my mom been in jail and stuff too. So like, you know, she just got that, like, you know
that
what I'm saying?
Grit.
And then her hand, bro, like,
that shit, like, Brooklyn.
That shit, like, you know
that
what I'm
shit,
saying?
I feel like the relationship.
Bro, she stepped on my whole head, bro. Like, on some, I got up. I said, yo, you don't fight for your life today.
Yeah,
you gonna be fighting for that shit for the rest of your life.
I had to give
it to her one time. Ever since then, it's like she'll pick up a broom or something or a pole or something. But she'll hit me like once or twice and I'm not gonna really fight. But that moment,
that was
like,
because at some point,
I feel like because they feel like you belong to them, they don't feel like you have rights. They don't feel like you're an actual person with respect and boundaries.
Property, for lack of a better word.
Today's slavery, if you ask me.
No,
honestly,
it really is because I swear to God, the most time I would see my mother's when she would ask me to pass her the remote at the end of her bed.
They play the hand, like it's like you the hand. When I say go, you go.
And the crazy part about it is,
because technically the reason why you owe them that is because they birth you.
They birth you, and that's
right. Ask to be here.
Yo, bro, when y'all ask for them explanations, I feel like that's really what they be telling y'all overall. Like, it's like, yeah, that's cool, but I went through this so you could be here today. So guess what?
Like, bitch, you could have put a plan B right on in your fucking mouth.
I'm gonna be.
You also could have dragged me out your uterus, bitch. You're not gonna blame me.
I done said this plenty of times to my friends and call me crazy. And I love my life and I'm happy that I'm here today. My dad always say, like, you know, like, I wish I never had a kid with her, but he don't be comfortable saying that because he be like, yo, I would not have you. And my dad, like, he, like, sometimes, like, you know, he just getting old with age and he's still working, you know what I'm saying? So he be calling me sometimes and he all the way in North Carolina by himself, just him and his wife. So he'll call me crying, like, I miss you, like, come move down here. And I'm not really ready for that. Yeah. So I be like, you know, I'm gonna come visit and stuff, but he, like, I don't know what I've done if I never, like, had you. Mm. But, like, to just be honest with y'all, my mom told me, like, she had, like, two abortions with my dad.
Yeah.
She only kept me because, one, she thought I was going to be her boy. She already had two girls. And she, like, I can't go through that pain anymore.
And every time,
I'd be like, yo, you could have killed me. Like,
nah, I couldn't be the third abortion, or why I couldn't be the first or the second one,
and you would have had somebody else. Because
the
way I grew up and the way
you treated me, bro,
you could have really just went through
that
pain, bro. Like,
it's crazy to think that you would rather not be here.
Why I chose.
That's wrong.
It is crazy because it's crazy to think that you would feel like you would rather not be here than to live with your mom. And that is
that's
a crazy,
crazy
ass thought that I feel
that's
like they don't
sick.
They don't put into perspective how often we thought that or felt that growing up as kids. Like, they feel like, oh, we're doing the right thing, or
bro,
they need to understand,
you know,
or they need to be.
I struggled with depression my whole life, and if you ask my mother, I'm crying over nonsense.
Oh my God.
I used to cry myself to sleep. I used to not eat.
They want you to be stronger than them in a way where they, even to teach me this, you're not correlating that message properly. You're just abusing me and now you love it here. And it's like, you end of the day feel like because I make it out that it's, oh, okay, I did do it right. But it's like, this is me overcoming everything you're just looking through. And then
put me through.
Really stupid.
Cheryl, she's the best mom in the world, bro.
Oh my God.
I got 2 degrees. I live on my own. I take care of my kid. I got my own car. I'm good. Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
And it's
like,
so crazy
but
because
she did a good job.
When you think about it, when you think about it, right? You worked so hard to overcome everything that reminded you of them, all the bad habits that you received from them, to be this good person, to work on yourself, and that's the one they take credit for.
You know what I learned, even as a man watching women go through these things? I have sisters, etc., but I talk to a lot of women in regards to their mothers, and that relationship, when they don't have that space, is like, they define your love language, you know what I'm saying? So what they're not realizing is your experiences said, your relationships you're building, life itself is relationship building.
Definitely.
So you're dictating how this is going to look, and like I mentioned, the insecurities that could come through with it, all the things I touch base on is like, is as a man to see, this is that message that we see, and we try to protect y'all, but now this is the best that we know how. A lot of us don't have those emotional.
That's true.
So it's like, it's mad conflicting, but we got to realize that even with better love from our parents, and this is something that I focus on going into fatherhood, is like, better love from
a parent. That was my last question.
Is
that
as going
to
be...
Nah,
but is that I was gonna be like that? It defines you. You know what I'm saying? Because you dictate my love languages. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you show me affection, I'm affectionate. And certain people that could boggle
out of
that.
It's crazy because at a point I felt like because I wasn't getting affection regularly, and I felt like I had to complete tasks that she was pleased with to get it, I became a people pleaser.
Yes.
I didn't realize that it happened.
Son.
But
it
legitimately became a way for me to ease through life if I can impress upon you that I deserve your life. If I can impress upon you that I deserve your attention. Like, it really became a thing that I had to... I legitimately had to break myself out of that, because even if the end of that situation with the whole story was we both end up getting locked up, and I end up pleading for them to just charge me and not charge her, because I knew
she held the family down.
You feel me? Not only was that she still held the family down, it's the fact that she still just had surgery. I didn't even want them to put her hands behind her back because they couldn't go behind her back. You understand?
But deep. That's tough.
You feel me?
That's so tough.
I've been like, lock that bitch up right now.
Shit,
she
that's
hit me,
reaction,
bro.
So that's
mind
tough.
You,
her hands hurt, her back hurt. I don't care. Lock up.
But she hit me.
Too.
I begged them.
Like,
so what they said that because she told them I broke her phone, and she said, oh, well, she broke mine too. That's what we're getting charged with, because they didn't want to charge us with what really happened. And I begged them to just not do it, but they're like, the best we could do for you is give her 2 handcuffs. And they gave her 2 handcuffs,
mm-hmm.
and she walked back, and she ended up, like, so she has lupus. And so this is what her mother died from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a part of a repeating what her mother did, because her mother was a breadwinner for a while with my grandfather. Her mother worked
the same job.
And her mother died from the same thing. So when she got the lupus and she started getting stressed out, I feel like she started taking it out on her body rather than trying
moment.
To really slow down. So at
mm-hmm.
that point, I was just like, was begging, like, listen, please don't charge her. So when we get to the jail now, they're trying to take pictures of my skin, but I didn't realize how bad it looked because I had adrenaline, but there were marks in my skin, they were dug in my skin. There was bruises. I
was like
bleeding.
You're fighting a cat, like
literally,
a
like
cat,
my hair was crazy. I looked fucked up. Like, they felt so bad for me. The lady saw the marks on my back and she started crying. She was like, "Miss, can I please take the pictures?" I'm like, "No. I'm like, listen, just take the ones invisible that you can see. I'm not about to show you everything where it's at. Like, you feel me? Like, you're OD, and like, I deadass, I'm not gonna press charges. You feel me? Like, I'm really not that type of person.
Loyalty that I don't have. Maybe I need to reevaluate myself.
Everybody has a breaking point.
No,
yeah,
a lot.
And I don't think I could.
I feel like that was the point where I realized that the defining moment that, like, I'm not my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not her, because she wouldn't have had the mercy that I had for her.
Yeah.
That
she would have, you know,
that shit
really saved my life, knowing that I'm not her, because it scared me for a while. And I feel like that's even why mentally something went wrong with my pregnancy, because I really wasn't ready and I was crying every day. I was so afraid to be
that was me
a
the beginning
mom.
Of my pregnancy.
I was
depressed,
really scared.
Like, I'm talking like attempted suicide, everything. And I don't really speak about it, but it was so bad to, like, my son father, like, legit would stay, like, he stayed home from work and cried with me, because he, like, at this point, I don't even
know
what to
do.
And it's like, you know, technically then you start taking that blame a little. Well, dang, I kind of put the kid in her.
That's
like
tough.
You know, like,
that's,
you know, trying to
tough.
Say, and I never, and to be completely honest, my son was my first pregnancy, because I knew, because of the relationship I had with my mom, I didn't want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to, you know, and then I'm watching my oldest sister become my mom.
Yeah.
And she got kids, and look how she treat my nephew.
So can I ask you
like,
a question? What is one thing that you promised yourself you would never do to your kid? Or something that you would teach them that you didn't get taught?
it's okay to tell me how you feel. I think more than anything, and even just even saying that, like, my, you know, when you about to cry because everything get heavy.
Girl,
like,
I saw that one.
Mom. That more than anything, and then my second one, because it was like verbally and physically, like, I'm so self-conscious at, like, I'm not gonna lie, I yell, but it's like, stop. Didn't I say stop? It's not like me cursing at him or me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really feel bad too much about the yelling sometimes, because I just feel like kids.
It's tonality.
It happens. You know, like, sometimes, like, you know, even if, like, I told him three times, no, baby, no, baby, no, baby. You be like, I didn't say stop. Like,
right.
Yeah, you're trying to say.
They're
yelling,
like,
I don't feel bad about, because I understand parents yell, but it's the way my mom yelled at me, the way she called me bitches and stupid and ugly and dumb. You know what I'm trying to say? Right. So, and so it's that, and then also, I try not to pop him. Like, I do the corner with him. Like, he's two. So, I try to do that. And when he get out the corner, I be like, listen, you got to listen to mommy. That's not nice. Right. That hurt my feelings. Like, I try to let him know, like, I'm disappointed.
I'm so in love with that, because you letting him know how you feel, you being able to apologize to him. Like, mommy, sorry, I didn't mean to yell at you, but I did feel hurt in this moment. And that's probably why I said that to you. So, Donovan, I'm going to ask you, then I'm going to give mine. What's something that you want to tell your kid, that you're going to tell your kid, and something that you would never do?
Can never say never, but what I would say is I'm definitely not going to beat him. That concept has to kill my generation. Not that I don't see it to be effective, but I think most importantly that being able to communicate, it helps better you. It's a challenge. You know what I'm saying? Like we discussed, it's patience. It takes more of you in order to do this the long way. You know what I'm saying? So
definitely.
It's like, challenge yourself. And I've always been a fan of challenges, so I would say that's one big thing for me. And anything he does, just being that support, not even that it was like an unsupported space for me, but really is a different world. You know what I'm saying? So to be conscious of all of these lanes now, you'd be a fool to not dibble and dabble and play in depth with people, because you could throw a soccer ball at the wall all week, and that's where we're taking this, and life is different for us. So it's just like understanding there's so much things you can do, but making sure your foundation is set. Making sure that as a man, there's no gender roles with shitting around the house. And
definitely.
There's simple concepts so that
that's
you have character.
Yeah.
That's so
and if I can instill character, as you mentioned, and being conscious of his emotions, you're going to change a young black man's life with just doing that.
Definitely.
Because As long as we are correlating our feelings correctly, we talk better. People get frazzled, that's when they talk crazy, or that's when they run out of words. So being able to now develop his emotion conversation, you're going to be crazy.
Okay, and mine is, so I feel like I would like to show my kid accountability. I feel like my mom didn't take accountability for the way she actually felt growing up.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And
that's
so,
one of my major problems with my mom today. Like, now that we don't go through the abusive like relationship anymore, it's just like, yo, no matter what I tell her, or like, yo, you remember that time? Like, you that was wrong. Like, you dead ass hurt my feelings. Or,
So that's my biggest thing right now,
like,
is accountability. And I also, I just want to show my mom that you can love the kid for who they actually are. So I felt like my mom's biggest mistake was not realizing that me and my two sisters were completely different individuals. We learned differently. We loved differently. We expressed anger, and we even understood and processed emotions differently.
You know, it's a question I would ask in that states to a mother. How much have you changed from when you had that daughter to this daughter? Because the love changes. That love language
even
changes.
That. So, I definitely want to make sure that I am flowering and watering my child, and
pour
not weeding them, not pulling out the parts of them that I feel doesn't align with my vision. Because individuals, believe it or not, babies are born with their personalities. They come out knowing who they are. They have purpose. They have sense
of humor. Like, this is how we grow as a parent.
You feel me? Because I feel like even a simple, if my mom was to really have a rough day and she did hit me and she was to come back later and apologize and tell me, you know what, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to take out my day on you.
It
would have been a whole
vibe.
I'm gonna be honest. I feel like I would be an entire different person than I am today.
I would.
But what happened?
You know why? Because she would have understood. I also sometimes my sister grew up, but she did psychology, and I sometimes we actually diagnosed our mom as schizophrenic.
Oh, mine's bipolar.
Schizophrenic and bipolar. So
mine,
a lot of the
bipolar,
things that we tell her, she often blocks out. It's like it's a mental block, and she cannot seem to get there. It's like it's real for her.
My mom will curse
one.
Me out like a dog, and then come in the room 10 minutes later and be like, "Yeah, you remember? Can you do me this favor? Like
it
nothing
so
happened,
fast.
Bro.
It's
like and then switch again. Like she would tell me, like for example, she'll call me, like, or say I call her right now. She'd be like, "Oh, call me tomorrow because I want to go. I'm going to get Dash, which is my son." She'll be like, "Call me tomorrow and you could bring him at 6 o'clock. I'll call her tomorrow, bro. And she'll be like, And I'm like, oh, what time you want me to bring Dash? Oh, you always want me to fucking babysit.
Fucking babysit.
I never asked you to babysit. I never asked you to babysit.
So these are definitely different things that I feel like we are all going to take into account as parents, that we are going to look differently. Because it's like, we have trained ourselves to notice the behaviors and how they make us feel. And our intuition is definitely going to give us that chest grabbing feeling, or that knot in our stomach to let us know, hey, you're giving your kid that same feeling. Hey, you're recreating that emotion. Because even sometimes, when I'm mad at my boyfriend and I feel like my regular words is not gonna hurt enough, I find myself sometimes trying to challenge myself to tune into my mother so that I can get that point across. And I feel like I'm working on that so much, and I have to really thank my boyfriend for being here, because he knows the struggle I go through. He understands that I real life am trying to change. And like, when I be having my mother on speaker, he be like, damn, I'm so sorry, babe. I kind of understand like why it's hard for you now, and why you go so hard, and why you take
that's
the time.
That's beautiful, though, that he can understand, though.
You feel me?
That's what changes our generation from their generation. I feel like they were so oppressed with working that they didn't get time to develop character.
Yeah. I definitely feel like that's a great part, because this generation is not with that. And also, again,
not with that shit
I really just want to thank y'all for coming out, because this is a really hard conversation. I cannot believe I told y'all the real truth. Like, and y'all probably like, but you so full of sunshine and bubbles now. Yeah, I got my ass beat.
You know what's so crazy? I remember this was like recently, like I started I had a conversation with someone, and I'm like, I'm trying to be more vocal about it, because I realized it turned me into the person I am today, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not comfortable talking about my feelings, my emotions, right? Because every time I tried with my mom, it was quiet. Like, well, nobody, yeah, you know what I'm trying to say?
And so
not even that, it's just
her,
that she didn't want to hear it. So I figured nobody else want to hear it. Like, I don't want to sit here and be like, yo, you kind of hurt my feelings. Because I feel like you don't want to hear that shit. Like, bro, I ain't mean, like, because in my mom had, I didn't mean to, or I had a reason. So I don't want to hear that shit. So I figure everybody else feel that way with me. So I don't like communicating. I feel like that awkward conversation, I don't want to have it, right?
And coming to that realization now that we do want to hear the feelings. We're at this, like, three fucking abuse kids that made it. Okay, I know. Nah, for real. On some G shit. Like, there's a lot of different ways you can feel oppressed. And I just really want to thank you guys for coming out and sharing the real truth about parenting and the fears we had and the shit we went through growing up. Like, we can stay here for days and tell y'all stories. But the best part and the ending of this show is that we are not our moms. And we made significant steps to change our lives around and to not mimic the characteristics that hurt us, to not become the people that abused us. And it took a lot of work. It took a lot of reassurance in myself. It took depression. It took coming out that.
It took therapy. I always recommend therapy, you guys.
I do recommend
therapy
as well.
One of the best things that I ever decided to kind of, like, you know.
And so, guys, can you please tell them where to find you? On Instagram?
Hey guys, so you can find me on Instagram. My at name is C.Ortease, O-R-T-E-A-S-E. Yeah, that's it.
And Donnie?
And I'm Donnie.NJ, D-O-N-N-I-E.NJ. No, I'm not from Jersey. I'm from Brooklyn. But
the same here.
We all from Brooklyn, but we just moved out the hood. You know, Brooklyn got too much memories.
Gotta make it out of another state.
Okay.
Man.
Also, if anybody looking for driving lessons, I am a driving instructor. So y'all can follow.
That's a fact.
Lose Drive is the Instagram.
A lot of people need to drive. It's about that time.
Y'all can check out my reviews. It's good.
But honestly, I really do want to thank you guys for coming out once again. I really appreciate this topic. Thank you so much, because again, it's something that we really all struggle with. We all have a mom. We may have been through difficult situations, and we may have found ourselves mimicking behaviors. But the process to growth is very long and very hard, but it's so rewarding at the end.
That first step is just understanding.
I really
want
to encourage everybody to continue in their growth and to keep on. And listen, your mothers love you. They just have a different way of showing it. Okay, so thank you so much for coming out. And at the end of the day, SNG
always.